I really hadn't planned to speak today, but the comments which have occurred certainly caused me to rethink that. We came here to deal with a natural disaster. What we are observing is a political disaster. Regardless of how much the Constitution is stated as a pretext, let's just deal with reality. It's a power grab, plain and simple, because McCrory didn't win the election. If McCrory had won the election, we wouldn't be here now, reducing the number of positions that he has control over from 1,500 down to 425. It wouldn't have happened. Just that simple. If we hadn't seen a Republican be elected as superintendent, Department of Public Instruction, we wouldn't be here reciting the Constitution about why the Democrat who was there should have more powers. Plain and simple. These issues are transparent. You want to know why people are sick and tired of politicians and politics and they're growing cynical? It's because of what we're doing in this chamber today. People want to have trust. They want to have confidence. They want to have transparency. They want to know there's one set of rules. Not one set of rules that's for Republicans, Mr. another President, set of rules that's for Democrats.
Senator Crocker, for the purpose of your eyes?
To see it ruling on your part is Senator McKissick's comments germane to the
Senator bill. Senator McKissick, I'll just make the same statement. Please keep your comments to House Bill 17. I know there's been a lot of generic conversation going on in here, but that'll be my conversation to all members. Let's save the rest of that for the media afterwards, but let's focus on House Bill 17 so we can get this done today. Senator McKissick, you have the floor.
And I think my comments have been relevant specifically to provisions of 17 dealing with the powers of the superintendent of public instruction. They've been specific in dealing with the powers of the governors and the reduction of the positions which are here. I sat here and listened to a recital from the Constitution, and I think I have a right and an opportunity to address them.
Senator McKissick, I will agree. Those 2 points you were on, the rest of them haven't been. Please just keep your comments to House Bill 17. And
absolutely.
Forward. Thank you.
I've always tried to address the issues of the day and will always do so in this chamber and respect the fact that you preside over this chamber, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
I just want the rules to be applied evenly to all members upon their comments. Having said that, what we're doing here is a power play. It's a political maneuver. It's plain and simple. The public sees it, and the public's growing disgusted with it, regardless of whether Republicans, Democrats, or unaffiliated voters. What we need to do is to take this bill and really pull it from the floor and deal with this when the long session comes, because that's the right time to deal with these type of far-reaching bills that have far-reaching implications. Once you elect a governor, whoever that may be, you accept the results. You elect a president, you accept the results, and you move on. In terms of reducing these positions in this bill, Governor Cooper will have an opportunity to carry out his policies. He needs to be able to keep his people in these positions. Those are powers that were bestowed upon him by this very body. When they convened, and we established it at 1,500, it shouldn't be two sets of rules, depending upon who's in that office and who's in that seat. Let's be fair. Let's be balanced. Let's be reasonable. And let's give the people of this state the quality of leadership they deserve. But more importantly, regardless who wins, Democrat for governor, Republican, Democrat for superintendent of public instruction or Republican, let's make sure that those individuals, regardless of who they are, have the same powers, the same authorities, and the same capacity to carry out their policies, their beliefs, their thoughts and opinions, and let each of them, as we are, be accountable to our voters.